The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Help me to lift your hands to the Lord and say thank you. Thank you. I say thank you. I am not worthy myself to stand before your people and before you to minister. But Lord, I thank you. Come forth through me that which you have proposed to give your people. Spirit of the living God, take hold with me. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. So the armies of the living God. When I was looking at this topic, the word army, it occurred to me that those who are in the army, they carry arms. That was the first thing that occurred to me. There are people who carry arms. And from what PJ had told us, if we are being prepared to join the army, we are being prepared to carry arms. We are supposed to be people that will carry arms. The armory of God should not be a strange place to us. We are supposed to be people who will be armed. And in fact, we are supposed to be dangerous. Yeah. Don't just see me as jegeli going. I am very, very dangerous. Yes. If you know whom you are, is it to terrorize people on the way? No. But the enemy should not be able to mess up your life. He should not be able to mess you up. He should be able to stand. Ephesians chapter 6 talks of putting on the whole armor of God and standing. Having done all, you stand. I'm supposed to be standing. When I'm sitting, I'm standing. When I'm lying down, I'm standing. Don't mess around with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may not have much to say, but I'm telling you this. Christ didn't come for nothing. He came so that you could be like Him. If He went to hell and took the keys of death and of hell, and He dispossessed the devil, you are not supposed to be dispossessed. You are supposed to be the one that will be dispossessing. So when we look at the armies of God, like I said, these are the ones that are to carry arms. It says the armies. I took note of the plural form of army. Armies. There is a great army, but there are armies of the Lord. We don't all belong to the same cadre. It's a pity I don't have the terminologies to use. Armies. I read Rick Joyner's book. He was talking about three different groups of armies. The first one, the second one, the third one, each of them different, but they are all armies. Armies, soldiers of the living God. And I want to say here that when you talk of armies of the living God, then his armies cannot but be living. There can't be any other thing apart from living. The captain cannot be living, and then those who are under him are dead. If he's a living God, the captain, hallelujah. I love what David said. Please, can I have that one in 1 Samuel? When he was confronting Goliath, the giant. Please, can I have it quickly? When he was confronting him. Thank you for this. Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This was a man that knew the living God. The first time he had said that Goliath defied the God of Israel, he had killed Goliath. He killed him. If he's living, I am supposed to be living. I am to be raised. Raised to the point where I can be enlisted in the army. During the course of the Life Campaign prayer meeting, we were told that it is those who are matured that are enlisted in the army. Not babes. Babes, children, they don't go to war. In Numbers, where he said, told Moses, number the children of Israel, those who could go to war. He said from age 20 upwards, they are matured. I don't want to embarrass anybody now. I would have told somebody to stand up. Because I know the person is just about 20 or 21. See the muzzle. Do you want me to call somebody? Hallelujah. Strong enough physically. We are supposed to have enough deposited in us. It is not by your muzzle, though. PJ talked of doctrine. Those who will be enlisted in the army, they are those who have taken a lot, they have taken in doctrine. They have been raised by doctrine. They are full of the light that is in the living God. Doctrines are teachings. Teachings come as words. And the words he has spoken unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You are supposed to be full of the word. I'm supposed to be full of the word. That song
said Ayo. And anyway, Ayo, Iye. Who owns the two? They are the same. When you are full of the life of God, you become dangerous. You can face the enemy. But I want us to know that as those who are getting enlisted in the army of the living God, your battle is not physical like we have been told in the Bible. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You can't pull down strongholds if you are not strong. I can't pull down strongholds if I am not strong. And what makes me strong is what is in the captain of the army, his life, which we are told we must pursue, or else we cannot stand. We won't be able to stand.
Most of the battle that we are fighting, like I've said, they are not in the physical. And we always at war. We always at war. When Yorubas, we say, Ile aye ogun ni, o mama nkan tan so. Even though their own ogun is the ogun, ogun idile baba, ogun idile ya. I hope we follow what I'm saying. What we are saying is beyond that. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He says, as a roaring lion. Can you see? As a roaring lion. He's not the lion. He's not too. Counterfeit. There was a time we were going through troubles in the family. I shared it in the last meeting of the Voice of Womanhood. Then I had a dream. I saw a dog. The Lord said, look at his teeth. He doesn't have a toothless bulldog.
I woke up and said, oh, good teacher.
Look at the one that is running at us. As a roaring lion. It is when you carry the life of the person that enlisted you that he becomes as a roaring lion. If you don't carry that life, his roaring will affect you. His roaring will affect you. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to do what? To destroy. But he said, I have come. Okay, not even I have come. I am come today. I am come tomorrow. I am come. 20 years. I am come. Can we all say it? I am come. Hey, in your situation, I am come. He said, I am come. Present. I am come that they might have life and have it more. It's not just abundant you. Emma shibe. Have it how? There's something that supersedes abundance. And it's that is in you. That life, when it is abundant in you, you are able to say within you, I am dangerous. Has it not happened to you? Kilo nse wo omo de yi wa sha ma soro anyhow wa ma tele giragira. You did not insult anybody. You did not insult anybody. In fact, you were gentle. But they just knew there's something in you about your courage. As a roaring lion, he's not really the lion. Because we know the lion. Who is the lion? Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the real lion. When you take your time with God to stand where he has put you, he will be as a roaring lion. We know who the little lion is, and I belong to him. Some people did not say they belong to him. I belong to him. I am part of the roaring lion.
I was talking about enlisting in the army. That children are not enlisted in the army. Hey, there is this man that didn't imbibe all the doctrine. I will still come back to it. He didn't imbibe all the doctrine. His name was called Achan. He was in the army.
He didn't imbibe the doctrine. He didn't eat well. He didn't feed well. He had some things in him that belonged to the enemy. We were told during the life campaign prayer meeting, you cannot face the devil. You cannot face the enemy when you have his things. You can't face the devil. This man has the things that belong to the devil. Do you want to know? Ojukokoro, enware elofiso. Before we can be effective, do you note that that man went to the war against Jericho and came back alive? He came back alive. Maybe he was also one of those who went to the war against Ai, the next town, a small town. He came back alive, but some people died. Let me go to something else I want us to see. You are one of the soldiers in the army. The victory of all depends on all in the army. I have my personal battle. You have yours. But we have a corporate one. Do you know one prayer I prayed for myself? There were two prayers I prayed before I came. I said, Lord, like Jesus, let this cup pass over me. I don't want to preach. I don't know what to preach. The other one, I don't want to be the weak point in the link of this program. I don't want to be the one that will not be able to deliver. I said, Lord, of what use is a messenger without a message now? Can't Pastor Reverend Olabode leave me alone? Because I don't have anything to say. Our victory depends on all of us. We don't have victory. Our victory depends on what all of us will be able to contribute in the fight or in the battle. If I am weak, I weaken the hand of everybody. And that is why when you are being corrected, you don't have to larry mole. And we are not going to spare you. We are not going to leave you to do anything. Maybe Achan's wife had told him before, Oli eton jayi. Do you know I got the shocker of my life? I went for a program in September in Ibadan, women's program. And one woman wrote and said, my husband steals and his children are also stealing. I said, Jesus, husband steals, children are stealing. My bum was shaking on the seat, me body. My pastor, me body. It was a prayer point, or was it a counseling she needed? She said, my husband steals. My children are now stealing. Who will correct the children? And do you know that kind of a husband? The wife cannot talk. The wife will not be able to talk. So, maybe Mrs. Akan has been begging the husband, stop. Akan became a weak point in that army. They had victory physically, but spiritually, they had offended the captain of the host.
If you are not doing the right thing, we shall correct you. If you will be angry, we shall kneel down and we shall pray for you. I will pray. I will pray. I don't know about you.
Because that weak person
will cause trouble. His weakness is like a worm that enter the fresh corn. If it is not removed, are we not corn? Corn, when one is infected, what happens? It infects all the others.
Your Lord Jesus, Sakabora Tania Kamant Akila Tozanate. For have I not told you that a little leaven leavened the whole lump? Leavened the whole lump. For though you are many, but you are one. For though you are many, but yet you are one. For your life is important as individual. As individual, your life is important even to the oneness, to the wholesomeness of this great army. Oh, to this great army. You must not be that point. You must not be that point. Even that edge where serpent will come in from. You must not be the door to serpent. You must not be the door to the adversary. You must not be the door through which the enemy will invade and kill this great army. You must not. You must not. You must not. And so you need to trust me. You need to wait on me. You need to trust me. Trust me upon your weakness. Look up to me. Look up to me for strength. For where you are weak, I have enough strength to give unto you. In that point of your weakness, I have strength to administer unto you. For this army must be won, for they will all fall upon a sword and they will not be wounded, because they are one. Because they are one. Because they are one. And there is no one feeble among them. There is no one feeble among them. There is no one weak among them. So I say to you, be strengthened. Be strengthened for the sake of the next person beside you. Be strong for the sake of your brother, for the sake of the brotherhood, for the sake of this army. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor. You must put on the whole armor. You must not be exposed in any way. You must not allow yourself to be exposed in any way in which the adversary will find a place even to enter into the fold and destroy the fold. Oh, your life is important. You are very, very important in this great army. See the Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Joshua chapter 6 and see what Achan really did. In Sam Joe's Delight Kiddie School, we have a song. Oloju Kokoro. Oloju Kokoro. When someone is looking into another person's food, Oloju Kokoro Kowa. Oloju Kokoro Kowa. Yes. Joshua chapter 6. We read verses 18 and 19. Let's read that one first. This was Joshua's charge to the army. And ye in any wise keep yourself from the accursed thing. What the Lord said, told them, was that everything in that place is accursed. Do you know what it means for something to be accursed? To be cursed. So when you partake of something that is accursed, what do? You bring a curse on yourself.
Lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. Next verse. But all the silver, everybody say that. And gold, and vessels of brass, and iron. Let's all read together. Are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. It's like God is saying, take my life. We've been talking of everlasting life, eternal life. I won't go into that. Those who will talk about it are coming. Eh? Take this life. Take this life. Take this life. Take this life. This is what I want for you. This is what I want for you. But you are saying, I want the accursed. That which God doesn't want. I want it. That was what happened to this. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment. Who doesn't like a beautiful garment? We are all beautifully dressed, Abby. I know that throughout this week. And 200 shekels of what? Silver. And a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I showed you kokoro. Then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth. So many times we hide what we shouldn't hide. We enclose it. We enclose it with us. Instead of becoming spirit, we become the earth. We allow the earth. We allow the earth. We allow the flesh in the midst of my tent. In the midst of yourself. You enclose what you shouldn't enclose. You enclose it. What God has said, leave. You will not leave. And the silver under it. If you have never read this story before, please go and read it. So, Joshua sent messengers and they ran onto the tent. The word of the Lord will run after you. Alieba. And behold, it was hid in his tent and the silver under it, and they removed it. They took them out. So shall God take out that which is contrary to him. Out of your stuff. You will stop enclosing what is not your own. Some things are not for us. He said, I coveted it. Covetousness is not of God. It's not part of the life God said we should enclose. It's not part of the life that is being given to us. It is alien to God. It is alien to the living God. Before this time, they sent just 300 men. Is it 300 or 3,000? To go and take over Ai. But unfortunately, they were discomfited. Israel fled before a small country, a small town. And they were crying, what is this? How come? So many of us, we don't ask, how come? Anybody Monuro in this case? You will look for, am I really walking in this life? Am I really imbibing the doctrines? Am I really taking to the teachings? Am I walking the way I should walk? These are questions we should be asking ourselves. So this man, and Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought these people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. They had conquered half of the land, remaining the bigger part. And that was when they started having trouble. Do you know this man? This man had conquered the Amorites and whatever on the other side Jordan and crossed over with them.
Don't cross over from this meeting with that which is contrary to God in you. This man, Achan, crossed. He crossed. Your sister had this dress until you have your own. Keshe? This thing is happening. Am I saying it is bad now? If your wife should sew like my own? No. But when it becomes a do or die affair, that is ojukokoro. Maybe you remember PJ and Pastor Alfred. You brought me from Lagos. I can't remember which program. One of our sisters gave me gifts and gave Mommy Afolabi. And I said, Mommy, you have this particular one. You have now. And she said, take. When I was going, I came under conviction. She was sleeping. I left her white towel where she would be able to pick it. On the way, she said, Mama, you did not pick. I said, she gave me my own. If I take your own, it is covetousness. It's how it was spelled to me. The Lord will deliver us. He is the reason we are on this mountain. I want us to look at some things in the life of David. David is an example of an army general. When he was at the hold, something happened to him. I want us to see those who joined David. 1 Samuel chapter 22 verses 1 and 2. Let's see the manner of men that came to David. We need to get to the point where these men got to. As far as their own lives were concerned, they were useless. Outcasts in the society. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone, I saw one stupid man that jumped down from the mast and killed himself because of debt of how much. And everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about how many? 400 men. We must get to this situation. They cannot see any good in their own life. And that's the life of a soldier. They can't see any good in their own life again. Somebody who is distressed. Let me go to David. If Saul is killing him, let all of us be killed. They had no life of their own again. If you still have your life, you are not ready to join this army. These ones, they don't have their own life. Everyone that was indebted, only base in le one. Have you ever seen one Oshomalo? If you are Jesha here, you want to call him Mombu Ram. One debtor, one creditor will meet the other one. But change niye, and I know my people don't want it. Long men is your jack besewa. Beselon, don't finish. I hear I'm obedient. May you not be one of them. These people, they were chased from their communities by the people they were owing. They had no life, no other life, nothing for their own life. Everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. A formidable army in the hand of David. But I want us to see something about this man. The captain. He was captain over them.
Why is it that David never lost a battle? Some of us use carnal weapon a lot. Let me give an example. When you stand to exchange abuses, women, with your mother-in-law, you have just used a carnal weapon. Carnal weapon. And what have we been told? Eh? What kind of weapon do we have? The weapon of our own warfare and not carnal. Almighty, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. If your mother-in-law is a stronghold, say you know, all know I'm a mother-in-law too. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother-in-law. If your mother-in-law is a stronghold, sit down. Sit down. Combat the issue spiritually. Let it become a taboo that you exchange words with your mother-in-law. Paul said concerning fornication, let it never be named among you. Concerning you and your mother-in-law, let it never be named. That you exchange words. Is it possible? If I could do it with all what I passed through. You that you are now... Pastor just gave you the history of Christianity that I passed through. If God could help me not to exchange words with someone that took a higher notebook and wrote my offenses. When God did not give him the authority, wrote my offenses and then wrote her judgment. Thank God we are laughing over it now. Sit down. I told you earlier, when you are walking, be dangerous. Because of the person you carry. Because of the life you carry. When you are sleeping, be dangerous. When you are just quietly looking, be more dangerous. Am I saying pray that your mother-in-law should die? You better don't give birth to a... Don't give birth to a son, no. Why am I diverting to this place now? Ma bi ma okunri o. What I am saying is, ask from God. And that's what I'm saying. David didn't lose a single war. Because he will always ask from God, should I go? Let's see just two. And then we close. 1 Samuel 23:2. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? There's coming a time for some of us, so that you'll be strong and be able to get into the will of the Lord for you and his purpose. You'll be chased out. See, you know, David was chased out. And he became a vagabond, moving from one place to the other, running away from Saul. And at this particular time, he was actually still fighting for Judah and fighting for Israel. And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. Keilah belonged to Judah. The next verse, please. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistine? Next one. And David inquired of the Lord yet again to be sure. And the Lord answered him and said, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thy hand. They were his people, though. Please, the next verse. Next verse. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. That is, they fought the Philistines. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. And it came to pass when Abiathar the son of Ahimelech fled to David to Keilah. Verse 10. And Saul called all the people together to war, to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him, and he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring hither the ephod." Then said David, "O Lord God of Israel, thy servant has certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? O Shoredaran, will Saul come down as thy servant had heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant." And the Lord said, "He will come down." Next verse. Then said David, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul?" And the Lord said, "They will deliver thee up." If you have never read that part of the Bible, please go and read it. Can you see? They were his people, though. They were Israelites. Saul could not save them. And the one that delivered them from the hand of the Philistine will give him up. What if he had not asked from God? Well, that's where I'm going. You know, I said there are times we use carnal weapon instead of depending on the wisdom that God will give us to use the spirit he has given to us, to use the weapon he has given to us. David will always ask, "Should I smite first? Should I be the one to smite? Should I wait for them to smite? Which way should I go?" In this life that is full of war, the enemy is always coming, attacking our minds. There are times we don't do the right thing. We don't use the right weapon. We don't do the right thing because we don't ever ask. If possible, some of us will leave the Holy Spirit at home. We leave him at home. Is he not the one that will show us Christ? Is he not the one to train us? Is the one to train us? Is the instrument, the three mysteries we use, is the one that is in us that they can always touch to touch us. But there are times your Holy Spirit, and even when we are getting the nugging of the Holy Spirit, like those people, how did David know? Who told him that Paul would be coming? That's the function of the Holy Spirit. Do this, we won't do it. And we are at war. And then when he comes, and something told me, then who is the something or what is the something? Let's begin to pray. I don't know how this sharing has come to you, but pray. Pray.
Let's respond. Let's just pray. Who also declared unto us the love of the Spirit? Verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual what? You see, when you don't have this matter, you will violate in the spirit. It means everybody will have reasons to respond. I will help this. But when you don't know, have the know-how of every way that is, you know, not just, it's not one way thing. Because when you try one way thing, they will ask 10 way things to come at you. So you can't master by saying, "I know what to say." No. They have to train you in all wisdom. Come to the realm of knowledge of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Because it's a person who fights a fight on one matter in 1 million ways. So the old myth of the tortoise matter. Tortoise is everything. Amen. I went in the hospital. Amen. No one, don't worry about tortoise. Tortoise is a king, is a slave, is a servant. There's no role he cannot play in life. And one day he played Ojola role. So they took him, you know, they came to Ojolaro. He went to Ojola's house. Sorry, we're going to round off. Amen. And Ojola made a good food. Very with good aroma. And Ojola placed it down. He knows tortoise likes to eat. Either you call him, he will eat. You don't call him, he will eat. So he put the food down and rolled around it. You must know the story very well. Turn around it very well. I said, my friend, the tortoise, come on, eat. You know he will come. So the tortoise came and stepped. It's not saying you should not come and eat, but you are pressing on my body. You know what I'm saying? So the tortoise went through to go and climb again. As he took a step, So he tried every way. He was turning around looking for where to pass through. So there's no way to get to this food. Ojola finished the food. Amen. All these bad people, all this meat. So he went to go and prepare food. I'm not the only one that was over this thing. Went to go and make his own food. Put condiment very well. And invited Ojola to come and visit me in the house. So he came in and visited. He looked for a rope. And tie, you know, it's not long. So he tied a rope to himself. And threw the rope. So he called Ojola, come and eat. Ojola came to water, come and eat. As he wants to step, once he stepped on the rope. Aramilotem. He went again. When he stepped on the rope. Aramilotem. So Ojola went round and round and round and round to climb. Ojola said, Oremi, my friend, tortoise, why did you become as long as this one? Say, In an inconinga gum. In a sinconinga kuru. So it doesn't matter where you play thing to tortoise, it will find a way out. So they call it cunningness. Now, Satan is such a cunning person. It's always long, always short. You know what I'm saying? So you need wisdom. Say wisdom. It's called that you might be filled. You can be loaded with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. It can be understood. It can be demystified. And that's what exactly everyone should do to us when doctrine, knowledge, begin to land on us and we're going to relate with it as a matter of life, not as a matter of choice. Now, I want us to know that the strength of a soldier is in his standing. But nobody can attain to standing without walking well. That's why in soldiers' training, they do lots of walking and running. When you stay on the parade ground, just stand this way. And they are there for the next 6 hours. Don't try it. They didn't gain it by standing that way. They gain it by walking. Walking. Walking with all their arms. When they are going for anybody to walk like that one. That's, they build stamina by that. So when there's a call to stand, they are stable. It's effortless. I want to speak tonight. These things we learn to know His will is to help us in walking. He said, walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Walking worthy of the Lord unto all. It is possible. This is possible. It's an exercise that a man can master. Walking, 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 walking. You begin to grow to know His will, and a point comes to your life, it's determining your walk. Your walk. I'm walking worthy of the Lord. Walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Listen to me. You know, one thing that came to me sometimes, maybe last week or so, is that I know it's a scheme of the enemy. And it's part of the ploy of the enemy to make us carnal. When you are learning the spirit, it doesn't look as if you are being trained to be, being trained in warfare. It looks as if you are just doing what churches say we should do. You see what I'm saying now? That's who we are obeying church, we are obeying the Lord Jesus. We don't sit in area of training for warfare. And one major thing is spirit. Let me tell you. Every dominion, there's no dominion without war. What did I say? If you see fish inside water, living there, it's a dominion. There are things in that body of that fish that is built to war against the lifestyle that is hostile in the water. Now to you it's hostile, but to him it has been built against it. So you don't see him as one against cost of water, but he has been built to war against it. Now it's his life. But it's a dominion is exercising there. You call them aquatic life. Aquatic life is not water that is their life. Fish is not water, but it's defined by aquatic. So when it's aquatic life, it's not water. It's life that dominates in water. Life that can express themselves in water. That can survive the course of water. They are called aquatic. So what am I saying today? I'm saying that the area of our life warfare can be mastered and dominion is exercised by life. If you live in this doctrine, you are exercising dominion. And spirits know that you are exercising. Though you walk everything, you walk in and out. Laws are going on within you that want to put you on that submission. And spirits know it, that you are a warrior gaining victory. Say amen with me, please. So until you are dominion conscious, you won't see the reign of this life as a combat. You make them choices. I made a mistake. No, you don't make a mistake. You gave in. You gave in. You lost a battle. You gave up an opportunity. Aha. So when you see that way, it helps you to engage in the spirit. Because at the end of the day, if you are not that way, you can't rise higher in the spirit. As you go higher, the war become more fierce. I want to pray tonight. Jesus wants to ask you that you open our eyes of understanding into the life of the spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, open our eyes of understanding. There are too many Christians who are unlearned, who are unaware. And this is not a time like that. We're not in a season like that. Times has changed. Seasons has changed. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mekabashia pali rabalabala. Roshkamata librahanda pani. Abelianta librahashka pani marabalash. Rabababa sheta librahanda pani marabash.